Blog Talk Radio.
On with Stupid is on the air. IWS, exposing the stupid, 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Hola, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. And sitting right next to me, a few hundred miles away to my east, northeast, is the man, the myth, the legend, Mattman. Matt? Oh, that's right. Matt couldn't be with us here this week. He has to work today. His boss is trying to destroy the show out of jealousy or something. But don't worry, because we have a special guest co-host. The one and the only, the lovely, the talented, the beautiful, Miss Warrior Cat. Cat.
Hola.
Hola.
Hi, everybody. All right. I'm very glad to be here on the day shift show.
On the day shift, that's right. Yeah, Cat's normally on the night shift with Doc Mike over on Fam Med Rocks, right here on Blog Talk Radio. But she graciously agreed to be my guest co-host today because she's so wonderful. Thank you so much, Kat.
Well, thank you for asking me, Jay. I was very honored that you thought of me to fill in for Matt, because I don't think y'all have ever had somebody that wasn't able to do the show.
Oh, this is the first time.
Yeah. So I was very honored that you thought of me, so thank you.
Well, I think
I
of you a lot.
Los cachos.
So anyway, I'll keep an eye on the switchboard here. Oh, Matt Sickle might get a chance to call in from the beer mine. But we'll see how it all works out. He's got a new cell phone.
Ah.
He's got a new cell phone. Guy down there at the beer mine gave him a cell phone. Still has a bunch of minutes on it. One of those pay-as-you-go. But, you know, new technology is complicated for Matt. So he may or may not be able to work it.
Oh, poor Matty.
Since he's not here, I get to make jokes at his expense.
Oh, poor Matt.
Yeah,
it's
poor
not
Matt.
Too hard, Matt. It's not too hard, Matt. You just put the power on and dial. And
punch in the number, hit send.
The bottom speaker, not in the top. You talk in the bottom one and listen. Oh, man.
Yeah. You speak, then you listen, then you speak again, then you listen.
Oh.
Matt, when Matt listens to this, he'll probably turn it off right about now and be like, that's enough of that crap.
Yeah, I know. He's like, oh, what is this, 45 minutes of pick on Matt show?
Matt. All right, we'll give him a break.
Okay. You rock,
mainly because,
Knucklehead. You rock,
yeah.
Knucklehead.
Yeah.
I clap on these things too.
Oh yeah. Mainly, I'll have to give him a break because, yeah, at some point in time, I won't be available for a Wednesday show, and it'll be payback time. So I need to take it easy on
him. I think there's only one show you've actually canceled, right? Since y'all started this show.
I think so. Yeah.
I think there's only
one we canceled. Yeah, well, the one we deleted.
Oh yeah. The very first one.
No, we yeah.
Good thing I listened very, or I had listened live. I was able to listen live because I was out running errands, but I listened to a little bit of it, and then I listened to the rest as soon as I got home, and then I heard, you know, all this other stuff going on after. Y'all didn't realize you were still there.
Yeah, that show went bye-bye, but that's, you know. All right, so how's everything going, Kat? How you doing, huh, babe?
I'm doing good. Well, you know, this morning, it was about 4:50 in the morning, and I was sleeping comfortably, and I was waking up to something, and I realized it was my phone ringing. And the final ring finally woke me up, and I looked over, and it was work. Okay. Now, just so people know out there, I am on my paid time off vacation time right now. I've got family in town. My sister and my niece are in town. My dad's coming in a couple of days. So I'm off, okay? But apparently somebody called in, and they were desperate. But I listened to the message, and I'm like, yeah. She's like, call if you can do it, if you can come in. So I just didn't call, you know. I went back to sleep. And then I get another call about 8:30 or so for them asking me again. And I'm like, I let the phone pick it up. I let the answer machine pick it up. And they're like, hi, Kathy. I know, just in case you needed, you know, a break from your family or something. We're really busy. If you could come in a half a day, anything, it would be great, you know. And I was just like, oh, I really did not want to go in, right? So I thought about it, and I'm like, well, maybe I'll go in a half a day, you know, like 1 to 7 or something. So I thought I'll be nice, you know, because if you do these things, you know, it only works in your favor later on. Like if I need a day off or something, maybe, you know.
Right.
My boss is good anyway. My boss is good anyway. But I thought, well, it would be more likely that I'll be able to get it. So I called, and they already found someone, thank God, so I don't have to.
Ah,
yay!
Sweet.
I know.
Excellent. There's nothing worse than work calling you on your days off, asking you to come in when you got other stuff going on.
Yeah, I mean, hold on, I'm sorry. Sorry, I just had a little... what was I talking about? Yeah, I know. Yeah, because I'm on vacation, you know. I'm on vacation, and especially at 4:50 in the morning, I don't want to be woken up to ask if I can go into work, you know.
Uh-huh.
But you know they're desperate if they call you when I'm sorry, like the littlest things distract me. My niece just came in my room, and I'm just like totally off. I'm totally off.
No, hey, we're making radio magic here.
Are we? I feel like I'm making radio poo-poo right now. See, I'm not as professional as me. I can't do TV. Or as you. Like when you do this show, what amazes me about you, especially because I know Matt's kind of like me when it comes to this, like, when I'm on a show, I can't tweet. I can't even be in the chat room because if I start looking at other people's thing, I get distracted. And you can tweet, you can chat, you can go to the bathroom, you can fix yourself a cup of coffee, you can do just about anything on the show. It's crazy. I don't have that kind of. I think I have ADD. Because I can only. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have to turn I got the TV turned off, you know, and I'm in here, door closed, got the the curtains closed on the window, you know, so there'd be no distractions around. But I got my little laptop right here with Twitter open on one side and the show on the other, so I can handle that much.
See, but that's a lot. I can't even handle anything else. No, when I'm at work, though, I mean, I can sort of multitask, you know, but when it comes to, okay, I have to speak and people are listening, then I need to be concentrated on what I'm doing, basically.
Yeah. Well, a quick shout out to Miss Dana Liu, who just wandered into the chat room. She says,
hey,
she's here.
Dana.
In support. Yeah, she says she's here in support of Warrior Cat. I guess she's had enough of my crap for a while.
Hey, Dana, thanks. So sweet. Oh, look, we've got all kinds of... Now, okay, I just happened to look at my Twitter on my iPad, and there's all kinds of, like, mentions here going on. All right, yeah.
Yeah, we got KML658 saying that she needs to call in sometime. I'm like, well, right now is sometime, isn't it?
Now's a good time, as good a time as any.
Heck yeah. All right, so we'll get things rolling here. We got a few issues to deal with today that we've talked about. And
issues.
Yeah, a few issues. Kind of like the McLaughlin group. Issue one. We're going to talk about this breastfeeding situation going on in this country.
Yeah.
Last week or a couple days ago, there was this picture of these two women who in military uniform, breastfeeding. And it was posted on a website of some pro-breastfeeding group. I don't remember the name of the group, but it caused a bit of a stir, I guess, because of the fact that they were in uniform and they were doing the old breastfeeding thing. And what do you think about that, Kat?
Well, you know, as you know, and maybe some of the people listening, like Dana and certain people, know that, you know, I'm a nurse. I work with babies.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I do a lot of work in delivery. I go to deliveries and stuff. So, right after I like help mom breastfeed. So breastfeeding to me is like something I see pretty much every day almost, you know. And besides the fact that they were in uniform, just talking about public breastfeed, it seems to have been a huge issue lately. And I don't know if it's since the Time magazine cover or what, but like, for instance, if I'm in a mall, let's say, and somebody's breastfeeding, like, let's say they're not covering themselves, I probably wouldn't even notice, you know. I would just walk because I'm so used to it, right? But
I would notice.
Exactly, right? You would notice. Maybe some other people would be uncomfortable. Like, my whole issue with this, you know, it's great to be pro-breastfeeding because the fact that it's good for your child. You know, it's better than formula and all that,
uh-huh.
We know that. But why does it seem like some people have to make such an issue? I should be able to breastfeed in public. Well, fine. Nobody's saying you shouldn't breastfeed in public, but what's the big deal about putting a little cover over? Because some people might be uncomfortable.
Hmm.
You know, what is it such a big deal to do that?
It's because these breastfeeders are militant all of a sudden about this.
I know.
I mean,
like,
they're angry.
Yeah, they're like, why should we? You shouldn't be ashamed. No, but what's, you know, why not put a cover on? Maybe, you know, a little old man who's not perverted might kind of feel like, oh, you know, he may not want it. Not everybody wants to see your boobies, okay? Here, just a little clue to the breastfeeding moms. Not every single mom or person in the world wants to see your boobies. Now, believe me, I see a lot of boobies. And they're not all pretty.
Well, I tell you what, I know somebody who probably does want to see everyone's boobies, and that would be the Weirdo King, old Bud K.
Yeah. I'm sure Weirdo King. I'm sure the Weirdo King is all for public breastfeeding with no cups.
Probably so.
But I mean, still, I mean, even in that, okay, like just like you say that jokingly, but really, I mean, you know, guys usually would rather see boobies in a sexual way, not with a baby drinking off of them. You know, there's nothing really.
Exactly,
that
kind of ruins the whole. It ruins the fantasy
exactly.
to have the baby there. Hey, we got
but
a caller.
I mean, like, oh, okay, cool.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
No, that's fine. No.
Right. 516. You're with Stupid.
Hey, Jay, it's Katie. I've never done this before. I don't know how this works.
That's okay. We'll be gentle. Is this KML 658 from Twitter?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Hi. Welcome.
How's it going? Yeah.
How's everything going this morning?
I don't know. I feel completely retarded right now because I've never done any of this stuff before. So,
well, you called the. Well, you know, if you feel completely retarded some morning, just call the I'm With Stupid show. I mean, it works, right?
Dude, because I just woke up and I had my first cup of coffee. I'm just like, I could call, but I don't know how well that would go.
Well, what's your position on public breastfeeding?
I'm never having kids, but really, I think that public breastfeeding should be done in private. It just doesn't. No, I'm against it. I mean, I've seen some weird shit going on, and honestly, if I want to enjoy a lunch or a dinner, that is not the first thing I would like to see. So, no.
It is especially distracting if you're like, you know, at Pizza Hut, and you, you know, you go through the buffet, you know, and you come back,
and there's
a woman next to you.
I mean, I guess it really depends on where it is. But, I mean, if it's, you know, somebody sitting on a park bench, fine, you know, go for it. But if it's in the vicinity of a restaurant or something, come on now. You know, I want to enjoy my beer alone and not think of some like, memory thing going. I do not want to see that, no. I don't know.
What if it's in Hooters? What if it's in Hooters? Wouldn't that kind of fit in to go ahead and breastfeed?
Dude, I love Hooters wings, but honestly, I would really have an issue with that. I mean, I love some hot wings and a beer, and I'm just like, oh my God, that would totally ruin it for me. And I'm sure that, that many men and women would probably same way. But that's my opinion. As I've said, I've only had one cup of coffee. I have no idea what the fuck I'm saying. So, oh my God.
Okay,
I thought it was a thing. I'm sorry. Maybe I should
oh, that's okay.
Up right now.
We'll totally edit
fine.
That out.
You did fine. Did fine.
Oh, you're doing great.
Yeah, I remember when my sister was the first one to ever do Blog Talk Radio, and the first time I ever called in, I was nervous too. If you get used to it, after a while, it's like nothing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, before the show, I just have to pee like 17 times in 30 minutes, and then I settle down and I'm ready to go. So.
I've got even past that stage. No.
I used to be the same way about, you know, the breastfeeding in public, and I'd be like, you know, you really should go and like into the bathroom or go sit in your car or, you know, something, cover up. But honestly, Now I really don't care because I just don't want to be on the bad side of these militant breastfeeding groups like La Leche and others. You know, so I'm just like, you know, hey, I got no problem with you guys as long as you got no problem with me, because they're like the mafia. I just don't want to be messing with them.
La Leche League is really bad. And, you know, the thing about it is, I mean, even, but like, when a woman covers up, like, I've seen many women who will be breastfeeding. Like, I've been in a restaurant with someone, right, where they start breastfeeding, but you don't see a thing at all because she's covered up. She goes under, puts the baby under her shirt. She covers up. You don't see any skin even. So there's ways to do it where no people won't even know you're breastfeeding. But it's like sometimes I think some of these people are just like, what's the point of saying you want to just have your boob hanging out for everyone to see because it's natural and it's the right thing to do? Well, yeah, it's natural. It's good for your baby. But like I said, not everybody wants to see your boobies, you know? that's so annoying to me. That is so annoying. Now, to me, like I said, I'd probably just walk by and without even recognizing it because I see it so much. But, you know.
But, you know, breastfeeding is not the same as just walking around topless at the park. That is perfectly acceptable. I mean, if women want, you know, I mean, we're talking equality here. You know, men could go shirtless at the park. Women should be able to also. A little different topic, but.
You're so funny. No, but I mean, like, I wonder some of these women, too. Like, I mean, I'm thinking, I wouldn't want, if it were me, I wouldn't want. Maybe some perverted man could be staring at her, or some, you know, or people could. I wouldn't want this, but of course I'm pretty modest. So I mean, you know, maybe some of these moms aren't that modest, but I think sometimes they do it to make some kind of point, some kind of political point, which really annoys me when people do that.
They're really trying to be in your face with it a lot of times.
Yeah, it's like. Why can't it be something between you and your child? Why do you have to put it on display for everyone just so you could show how awesome and what a wonderful mom you are? Give me a break.
Yeah. And God forbid you should ever publicly state that you're not breastfeeding, because, man, they will come after you in droves.
They'll call CPS.
They'll cut the head off a Cabbage Patch doll and stick it in your mailbox.
In your bed.
Yeah. You might as well just kill your baby now since you're not breastfeeding.
Oh, man. But, I mean, as far as the military uniform thing, you know, there was when I looked at the comments, there was all kinds of people were either, like, totally for it or totally against it. But it seemed like a lot of the military people, like, women who were in the military who had babies, they didn't agree with that. It's like when you saw the picture, one mom, you couldn't see it that much. She was kind of sort of more discreet. But the other mom, did you see the one with the twins, one on each boob? And it's like these big boobs. And I mean, it was like she might as well just wore tassels because that's, you know, that's basically all that was covering. You know, so I don't, you know, that I don't know. It seems like, you know, if you're in uniform, you kind of should be more like, you know, I think of a person in uniform, I think of, you know, straight-laced militant type. You know, I don't really think of, I mean, of course, they should be able to breastfeed their kids too, but they're still making the public display about it. But, yeah, people had a problem with it because they were in uniform. You know, that's like a big no-no to them, so. I've never been in the military, but you know, I don't think I would have done it.
First of all, we thank Katie for calling in. She fell off the line there.
Thank you for calling in, Katie, and don't worry, you did fine.
You did great. That was fantastic. We got, you know, Dana in the chat room. Dana, of course, was in the military. She does that. She said she didn't really think it's that big of a deal, breastfeeding in uniform, but. You know, that's not really, I don't know. I'm not in the military. I know that it's probably, probably gets mixed results, but I know that if you go into if you look in comment forums on stories like that, virtually everybody who's screaming about military code of conduct and this will be people who didn't serve and don't know anything about it. They just like to talk big.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like for me, it was more like, because think about it. If a woman is in the military and has a kid and she's been breastfeeding, it's not about whether or not she's breastfeeding while she's in her uniform. I think it was the picture, you know, maybe just the putting it out there type of thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure people use the bathroom while they're wearing their uniform. Not while they're wearing, you know what I mean. Other natural acts, but no, but it's kind of the same thing, like I said, about the just other women, like who just want to just let it all out in public. You can do what you want, but it might make other people cry. I just think it's more polite to just put a little cover on, because not everybody wants to see it.
A little more respect. Be respectful of the people around you, you know, just like we all should be.
Right. It's about just being respectful, you know.
Yeah. And as far as the military goes, they do have a lot of rules about different things. I know that there are, you know, they don't like for people to be in establishments that just sell alcohol. You know, in a bar in uniform, it's different if it's a restaurant, but if it's just a bar, they don't. You know, I don't know if it's a strict rule, but I know they prefer them not be in bars in uniform and stuff like that. So, I mean, I can understand you got rules.
Well, that's the same thing in healthcare. I mean, I would never go out drinking at a bar in my scrubs. Well, first of all, because I'm in a scrubs, but even if I was going after work, I wouldn't be wearing, you know, my badge and everything, you know, and I'm drinking. It's just not a good idea to do that. And, I mean, I think that's sort of a general rule for anytime you're in a uniform that can be shown what kind of a professional you are, it's probably not a good idea to be drinking it.
unless you're a stripper and your uniform shows, you know, what profession you're in.
Well, yeah, that's different.
But, you know, scrubs are pretty sexy, honestly.
Not really, but thank you.
But they are because nurses are hot.
Wouldn't it be crazy if we still had to wear those little white dresses with the hat?
Oh, it'd be awful, wouldn't it?
You know, it would be.
Do you have one of the?
I don't have.
Do
one.
You have
one? No.
Oh, dang! I'll just pretend
like,
you do.
You can pretend I do, because to me they seem like they would be uncomfortable, you know. I love my scrubs because, you know, after a few washings especially, they're so soft you almost feel like you're in your pajamas at work. It's great.
That's what I'm saying. That's part of what makes them sexy, is it just everybody's ready for bed.
No, but the uniforms have definitely changed over the years. But they do make cute scrubs. They do make some that are, like, tailored to fit your body a little better. They don't just hang off of you. Ah!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
it. We got a little over a minute left in the live stream. If anybody else wanted to call in at 661-244-9852, here's your chance. After the live stream's over, we'll be going another 15 minutes.
We're gonna
get into this soda ban and the sugar drinks.
Okay.
And maybe a little bit of Justin Combs. We may argue.
Okay. Do you want to talk about that now? Because I could just tell you, like, I understand.
Okay.
Like, well, when you first sent me that article, I'm like, why would this kid get a scholarship? You know, but then it's like when you had told me, well, the athletic scholarship is not based on need but on performance, I'm like, okay, well, that's different. I read the article and I saw, okay, it is totally based on their performance as an athlete and as on their grades. Well, if he deserved it, that's great and fine. But I still think I don't believe in telling him he has to give the money to someone else or not take it or anything. That'd be like punishing success, right? But like, for instance, when you see game shows and stuff, it, when they have celebrities do game shows, they don't play for the money. They play for their favorite charity because that would be ridiculous for them to play for money. And that's kind of how I look at this thing, too. Like, I think it would be a good PR move if they said, okay, hey, look, I was the best. He looks at it as in a recognition thing. Great. But why not get $35,000 is chump change to these people. He probably has that in his wallet right now.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? And I
spent that at the club last night.
Exactly. You know, why not give it to someone who, or just, like, not take the money and just maybe give it to someone who could really use it? Because I think scholarships, I don't even believe that scholarships should only be for, like, really, really poor people, because I think middle class, it's kind of like when you apply for scholarships or grants or whatever. A lot of times, if your parents make, like, any kind of money, even if they're just middle class, you don't get it, which I don't think is fair either, because if you're middle class and maybe even upper middle class, education still can be a hardship. It can be, especially for middle class. Upper middle class, maybe just but, you know, I think it should be considered. But when you have billions or freaking, well, he doesn't have billions. He has over
He's worth $500 million.
You know, I mean, that's just ridiculous. You know, those people can afford it easily without even thinking about it.
Sure. I mean, I think, you know, he earned the scholarship. It's his. He was offered scholarships at other schools too, so it's not just, you know, a giveaway. But at the same time, he could have said, no, I'll walk on and use that scholarship on another player. He could have done that if he wanted to. Would have been a nice PR move. But, you know, he did earn the scholarship, and if he wants to take it, then I don't think he should be, you know, forced to give it up or, you know, something like that. Because it's his, not his dad's, you know, I mean.
Right, and I agree. And, after reading it, because when I first saw he got a scholarship, I'm like, you know, the first thing I think of is scholarship is based on need. You want to be a good student and all, but it was based on need. Because, you know, when I was in, you know, nursing school, I wanted to apply for a scholarship, but the need wasn't great enough for me to, you know, and I was kind of annoyed by that because I thought, well, you know, it's not like it's easy for me to pay for college. But so when I saw that he was getting it, I'm like, what? But then I thought, well, if it's completely just based on that, then, yeah, you can't technically, you can't say that he has to give it up. But I just think it would be a nice thing for him to do. I would feel embarrassed taking the money. I would feel embarrassed.
Yeah. We have a caller here. We have another caller snuck in at the last second.
I wonder if it's Maddie Man.
330, you're with Stupid.
How you doing?
Who's this?
Hola.
Hey, it's Mike, Dr. Mike, whatever you want to call me.
Hey,
I snuck in at the end, man.
Oh,
I just want to show some love.
I didn't know it was you.
I know. Well, see, I'm at work, and, you know.
Oh, you have to be nice. You have to be quiet.
This is the other voice.
your inside voice.
This is the inside voice.
This is the professional voice calling in.
That's right. I'm sitting here with my Diet Coke, you know, and I'm watching Bloomberg, and I'm like, hey, you know, the guy's awesome. I'm like, where is his Diet Coke? That's what I'm saying.
I'm sitting here with my 24-ounce Pepsi, and I'm saying, you know what? Bloomberg can bite me.
Yeah. And, I got a BLT right here. I mean, you know.
With extra mayo.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, I'm so glad you called. I'm so glad you called. That's cool. Do you see, like, I'm the day shift right now?
Yeah.
Did you, Do you think that was clever? I thought it was clever. Did you think it was clever?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, this will be awesome because nobody will know that I've called into this show, so it's going to be great. These secret calls.
Well, it didn't. You know what's so weird? Okay, because this happened on Dr. Anonymous' show. Remember, Jay, when Burl had called in and I didn't recognize his voice? Now look at this.
Uh-huh.
Calls in, and I don't recognize his voice. It's when people call in from the outside of a show that I don't. They sound different.
Well, the other reason you don't recognize me is because this phone is specially auto-tuned, so you know. Yeah, I don't have the auto-tune on my at world headquarters. So.
It's the Rihanna phone with the auto-tune.
That's right. It's, yeah, yeah, with the auto-tune.
Knock out a top 10 hit.
Right, because this is a comedy show, so I have to bring it. So
talking about Bloomberg and all that, I do think that's ridiculous because they compared this to, remember in the article, Jay, where it said we banned smoking in restaurants, and what was the other thing? More check. What is it where they check the food? Like more regulations on food. You know, making sure food is safe.
Yeah.
Well, those are things that drinking a large Coke may not be good for our health, but that's something we're choosing to put in our own body, and it's not hurting anyone else. You know, secondhand smoke can hurt someone else. Somebody making our food and it's not healthy can hurt us. But, unless somebody's spilling their giant big gulp on me, all over the street, it's not, we have a problem with obesity in this country, but that's something that people have to work on themselves,
Yeah.
And if somebody wants to be fat, why don't you just let them be fat? No.
This is American. If somebody wants to be fat, they got the God-given right to be fat. Well, there is a societal cost to the obesity epidemic, but, banning extra large drinks at certain fast food joints while giving a pass to extra large drinks at upscale restaurants and food establishments isn't exactly going to take care of that problem. The way he does the ban and they talk about the smoking, it really wasn't until they started just taxing the hell out of cigarettes that they really started cutting into to cigarette use and the number of people who smoked, because a lot of people had to just give it up because they couldn't afford it anymore. So, just, okay, you can't get a 32-ounce Coke anymore. Well, somebody will get a 16-ounce Coke, and they'll get a refill. You haven't done anything.
Yeah. Yeah. If people want to drink a lot of Coke, they're going to drink a lot of Coke, whether you ban drinks.
That's exactly right.
What's the point of banning something like that? That just seems a little silly. It seems, it's like the government is just trying to tell you, how you should eat. Now, maybe they're right on how you should eat. Maybe you shouldn't have that 32-ounce Coke. Maybe you should have a water instead. But I think that should be the person's personal decision, their choice.
Yeah. And if they're really worried about obesity in children, and especially obesity in lower-income classes of people, maybe they should work more on the food processors who put so much sugar in the foods, in the processed foods that you get, the stuff that's canned and boxed, and maybe the people who pump the cattle and chickens and hogs full of growth hormones and stuff like that. Maybe but they won't, because those people have powerful lobbies, so they can't do anything about them. So
everything's politics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's always about politics.
This world is based on
What do you think, Doc?
sure. Yeah. Politics. Hey, hey, G-Man, let me ask you a sports question, since I can. So, you had this tweet last night. The WNBA puts out a better product than this Celtic Heat garbage. Like, it didn't. What do you mean by that, man?
That was just awful basketball from those two teams last night. I mean, they were throwing up brick after brick. They were turnovers. It was the WNBA with people who could jump higher is what it looked like for three quarters.
I'm glad I missed it then. So I saw the 1:15 second highlight of the whole show, of the whole game. So that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just awful. And Miami's going to have to just break up that team. It's not going to work with LeBron James and Dwayne Wade there. And, you know, so. And actually, none of the so-called basketball experts will just tell the truth about Miami. And that is that other than LeBron James, nobody on that team plays hard enough. And that's it. They just don't play hard.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're always talking about, oh, well, you know, you've got these – Wade and James, and they have to find their place together out there, and they need a big man. No, they just need to play hard. It's what they need to do, and they won't do it. So there's my expert analysis.
There you go. That's your sports wrap up. That's your 2 minute sports. That's your sports wrap of the show. So sorry, Kat. Didn't mean to catch up.
That's okay. No, that's fine.
Yeah, Kat's like, what's this NBA thing you're talking about?
I only know about football. Football.
did you guys talk about the Disney thing?
What Disney thing?
Disney banning junk food or something from their commercial or something like that. I saw that in the news.
Uh-oh.
From their commercial?
Yeah, that came out the same day as the Bloomberg stuff.
Oh.
I guess not.
Wait.
Yeah.
We'll just edit this part out.
I haven't seen anything about it. Like they'll stop showing people eating like ice cream at Disney World or something type thing? Or what?
Let me see here.
Yeah, let's see. I found it. Let's see.
It announced it will ban all junk food advertising from TV channels, websites, and radio programs catering to children.
Oh, junk food advertising. I thought they meant like.
Yeah.
I was totally off on that one.
Okay.
You made your own joke there, didn't you? the other stuff was junk.
I'm fine with Disney doing that because they're a corporation and it's their ads. It's not the government forcing it on people. So I would accept that. I don't know if it'll do any good, but they can do that.
We'll just go to Nickelodeon, and then we're fine.
Nickelodeon. My niece is in
but
town.
But Hannah Montana show, but Hannah Montana rerun. Hannah Montana reruns are on Disney. I can't switch to Nickelodeon.
Wow, that is so wrong. Whoa. See, this is how you hype it up, J-Man. You're like, you got to download it and listen to the last 90 seconds.
That's right.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Yeah, we have barely a minute left here in the show.
Oh.
So I want to thank Doc Mike for calling, and you guys check him out at blogtalkradio.com/fammedrocks.
Oh,
lots of great stuff going on there.
Appreciate that.
And of course, I want to thank my BFF, the lovely, the talented, the wonderful, the charming Warrior Kat for co-hosting
today. Thank you, darling. It was my pleasure.
Hey, don't tell Matt, but you guys should do this more. You should, like, you know.
Oh, no.
Anything that results in more time with Kat should always be done more.
What do you think I do, man? Come on.
That's right.
I love you, Stoos. I love you, Stoos.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Okay, right, thanks, bye.
And thank you, Kat. And thanks for everybody for listening.
Thank you, everybody.